not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesdays, everybody. It is Hay Day Tuesday. So if you got some hay you want to sell or some hay you're looking for to buy, 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Got some hay to sell. I got one new one added to the list this week. So last segment of the show, we'll get your pencil and pen ready now. And I'll have, you can write down some numbers. You're looking for some certain hay, a lot of hay to sell today. All right, let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. You can see the cool front is coming our way. 68 degrees at Beaver, 68 at Arnett, 69 at Freedom, 73 at Lahoma, 73 at Cheyenne, 78 at Eric, 82 at Hollis, 84 at Hobart, and 88 at Tipton. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas, you can just see that line, man. 80s, 70s, and 60s. The Paladora Reservoir, 69, 68 degrees at Canadian, 77 at Dozer, 86 at Odell, and 84 at Goodland, Texas. And that's going on here. Well, went over to Sayre this morning to the Beckham County Show Barn, and OSU Extension and the Oklahoma Peanut Commission was there doing peanut blasting. So I took some of my nuts over there to get them blasted. And it looks like I'm, what they said, 10 days to 2 weeks out. Some guys need to be digging tomorrow, according to what I seen and what they said. And then we got some other peanuts that may be 3-4 weeks out yet. So it's about time. It's about on time. Guess who was the last man to get the nuts blasted? Old Sugar Daddy himself. He was over there in the back of his truck just picking them like black-eyed peas, shelling black-eyed peas. Just slow. My God, he was slow. He's the last man to get over there. They even had to fire the power washers back up just to blast them. So he got him. His peanuts, his Valencians look really good. I'm going to brag on him there a little bit. Those Valencians, they look really, really nice. So a lot of good looking peanuts over there today. A lot of people participated. I posted a live video on KCOFM's Facebook page. So check it out if you want to. I mean, nothing crazy. Just peanut blasting. That's all that's going on. Also, if there's anybody out there needing cotton farmers or peanut farmers needing to have their soil tested for nematodes, turn it into your OSU. I know it's free. If you want free soil testing for nematodes, go to your OSU Extension office in your county and turn it in to them so they can get, I think they need to, what was that, a quart bag? I seen. Hang on here. I'll just look it up on my text message from him and see what's she here. David Nolan. I forgot about that, so that's why I wasn't totally prepared for this. Let's see here. Not that one. Maybe this one. Yes, here we go. Free nematode soil sample analysis. Could have turned them in today, but I'm pretty sure they'll take care of you. So to collect soil samples, if you got some kind of root zone going on, you need to be in that root zone. Collect 15 to 20 or more 1-inch core samples, 8 inches deep, every 20 acres. Mix the cores thoroughly, then place in the mix soil in a resealable plastic bag. Need about 2 pints for a true soil analysis of that field that you think you've got it in there. So, they would have appreciated it. It should have been dropped off this morning, but if you got nematodes, you need to get your soil sample no matter what and get it taken care of. Do your best to take care of it. Oh, all right. Let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean and grain futures were lower in overnight trading amid heavy harvest pressure. And after Argentina eliminated export levies, more on that, giving China another alternative to U.S. ag products. 9% of the U.S. soybeans were harvested as of Sunday, up from 5% a week earlier and on par with the prior five-year average. According to the USDA, Louisiana led the pack with 74% in the bin, followed by Mississippi of 56% and Arkansas 35%. About 61% of the crop was in good or excellent condition, down from 2 percentage points from the week prior. The U.S. corn harvest was 11% complete at the start of the week versus 7% 7 days earlier and steady with the average for this time of the year. The USDA says 66% of the crop earned top ratings, down a point week to week. The spring wheat harvest is almost complete with 96% in the bin. 20% of the winter wheat was planted as of Sunday, up from 11% previous week. And it's just behind the average of 23%. So not bad. Also weighing in on prices overnight were declining export inspections. Soybean assessments for overseas delivery fell to 484,000 metric tons, down from 821,000 tons a week earlier. Corn inspections dropped to 1.33 million tons from 1.51 million tons a week earlier. Wheat inspections, however, were on the rise. 854,454 tons. That's up from 756,000 tons a week earlier. Argentina on Monday said it would scrap its export taxes on grain in a bid to improve the appeal of its ag products, including soybeans. China stepped in and purchased at least 10 cargoes of soybeans from Argentina shortly after they announced it was ending that. China, the world's largest importer of the oil seeds, hasn't bought U.S. soybeans in months. For the new contract, they're still getting deliveries from the last contract amid the ongoing trade spat between the U.S. and China. A phone call between Trump and the president from China ended with little discussion of trade, though the two agreed to meet on the sidelines at a conference at the end of October. Soybeans for November delivery dropped 4.5 cents. To $10.06 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $2.50 to $277.60 a short ton, and soybean oil futures declined 0.04 cents to 49.65 cents a pound. Corn futures fell a penny to 420 and three quarters a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery at Chicago lost 0.75 cents to 510 a bushel. Kansas City futures were down 0.75 cents to $5.015 a bushel. Well, we haven't talked about eggs in a week or two. Egg production in the U.S. declined year over year in August, as did the average number of layers. According to data from the USDA, output last month dropped 2% to 8.89 billion. Yes, you heard me. 8.89 billion. That included 7.59 billion table eggs, 1.3 billion hatching eggs, which included 1.19 billion broilers and 118 million egg types. The average number of egg layers was reported at 364 million chickens. That's down 1% from year over year. Egg production per 100 layers was 2,444 eggs, which is also down 1%. Egg type chicks hatched in August, however, was up 5% from the same month a year earlier to 57.4 million, and eggs in incubators on September 1st jumped 12%. You guys want to guess how many eggs there's in incubators all over the United States? 55 million eggs. That's a lot of eggs. Broiler-type chickens hatched last month was up slightly to 879 million. while broiler eggs in incubators rose 1% to 7.49 million. Placements of egg-type pullet chicks to supply hatcheries declined 2%, and broiler-type placements dropped 5% year-over-year, according to the USDA. National Weather Service and some of its weather in our Farm Belt, they said there's flood watches have been issued for a large chunk of land stretching from west central Kansas into central Arkansas amidst excessive rain and saturated soils. Let's see here. We got additional rain as already will be expected to be in western Kansas the next 24 hours. Stronger storms in southeastern Kansas this afternoon. Central Arkansas, meanwhile, same thing going on. Flooding of rivers, creeks, and streams. And they're expecting another 1 to 3 inches today. In some areas, up to 8 inches locally. So if you're going on a little weekend vacation to Missouri or Arkansas this weekend, I would call ahead to make sure your lake's not flooded if that's what you're doing. That's what I'd be doing. Today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour, so let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this with the Central Crop Care current grain market update.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
There's some great cattle to be had at Sweetwater. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 6th at 1 p.m., featuring 51 registered age advantage bulls. Also selling 85 top-shelf commercial Red Angus AI bred heifers due in January and February, plus 14 registered open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale the first Monday in October. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall Event, Monday, October 6th, 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wellington, Texas. Here is your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. 80 degrees, humidity 63, dew point 66. Winds are out of the northwest at 13 with gust up to 20 currently. Peak wind gust today, 31 miles per hour. Month to date, precipitation 3.15 inches of rain. 8-inch soil temperature, 76 degrees. Hey, if you guys will, get your pencil and paper ready. Not for Hay Day Tuesday. That's coming up in the last segment of the show. I seen this the other day, and I did a little background on it, and it's pretty cool. If you're if you got chickens at your house, and you want to know a really good recipe to make your chickens lay a few more eggs than normal, even when they slack off, I was reading about this, and it was pretty cool. I got a recipe for you. Now, you'll have to take this recipe and cut it down to what you normally feed, because I don't know if you got two chickens or 100, but this is a pretty cool recipe. And then if you think about it, if you get on social media on Facebook, there's a site on there. It's called Everything Backyard Chicken, and it's really interesting. I don't raise chickens. There's no way on my dogs and cats. There's no way. And it ain't happening. Anything lives or anything alive around there is going to get it. But it's Everything Backyard Chicken is the name of that Facebook page. But I got this recipe coming up for you that I'll share with you here in just a few minutes. All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care LLC out of Hobart, America. Grain market update. If my computer will switch, come on, don't make me go to the other computer. Oh, it's circulating. What's going on here? Here we go. Yikes. Hang on here a second. It's working. I don't know why it's doing this on me. It's 3 days in a row. I need to talk to the boss. Maybe it's the operator. I doubt it. I'm pretty sharp guy here on the computer. Maybe not. Okay, I'm going to go to my phone to read the report out here. Bear with me a second. It won't take me but a second here. All right. I'll get you some attention. Come on, baby. There we go. There we go. All right. Current markets right now, according to Farm Journal AgWeb, December corn is 425, up 3.5. March, there it is. Now I can go over here. I can read it a lot better. December corn, 424, up 2.25. March is 440, up 2. Soybeans for November, 1010, down 2. January is 1030, unchanged. Soybean meal, October, 276.10, down 280. Soybean oil, October, 49.14, down 3. Hard red winter wheat, December 5.10, up 7.75. March is 5.30, up 7. Live cattle for October, 235.60, down 155. December, 238.92, down 130. Feeders for October, 362.52, up 117. November's 361.37, up 147. And January, 355.75, up 257. Lean hogs are up about $1.35 at 115 for October. December, 90.32, up 157. All right, you got, if you want this recipe, I'm going to read it off for you right now. So this is the secret to making big eggs every day, according to Brady Brimer, I guess that's how you say that. So take 60 pounds of cracked corn, 15 pounds of oats, 15 pounds of wheat, 40 pounds of black oil sunflower seeds, 20 pounds of BSFL, and you can also mix some oyster shell mix with Harvest Delight nuts and berries in it if you want to. So now you're asking, what is the BSFL? Well, I had to Google it, and here's what it is. You ready? Let's see, where is it? Right there it is. It is black soldier fly larva. It's an exotic nutrition, and you can get it. It looks kind of pricey, but it's black soldier fly larva. And it is, I guess you can get it at Tractor Supply, at Woods, what they're saying here. And so you mix that in there, but that's what you mix in with your deal. And they swear up and down, it's the cat's meow for making bigger, better eggs. And it looks like it's gluten-free, at least. I don't know about organic. Yeah, it'd be organic if all your seeds was organic. So anyway, I'm gonna read it one more time. 60 pounds of cracked corn, 15 pounds of oats, 15 pounds of wheat, 40 pounds of black oil sunflower seeds, and 20 pounds of BSFL, black flies, whatever that is, some fly mix. So that's a lot of feed there. So you need to just do your math and figure out if you just got 10 chickens in the backyard, you need to cut that way back, but just do your portions. Do your math is all I can tell you. All right. Let's see here. What do we got here? Let's do some hay prices. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. 580-225-9697 is your Fowler Agency text line. If you got hay to sell or you need to buy some hay, tell me what you're needing, what area you're needing. And like I said, I got two pages of hay for sale in here. According to this, alfalfa hay prices is, looks like it's just stagnant. The hay market's been stagnant all summer, is all I can tell you. Kansas premium alfalfa is 160 to 260, 100 to 175 for good forage quality hay. And Missouri, 175 to 300 on premium alfalfa, 150 to 175 on good. New Mexico, 165 to 400 on premium, 130 to 230. Excuse me, sorry about that. Oklahoma, 160 on premium, and 150 to 215 delivered on good. Now, these are, you guys, I'll remind you, these are high price, these are hay prices that were reported to the USDA. That may not, this might be low, high on what it is. I'm just giving you something to go off of. Texas, 235 to 245, both of those prices being delivered for premium, 230 delivered on good. Grass prices are other hay, as I call it. Kansas, 150 to 160 on premium, 55 to 200 delivered on good. Missouri, $150 to $200 a ton delivered. 100 to 125 good quality grass hay. Oklahoma, $150 delivered to $150, and good is $60. That just tells you it's not good. In Texas, on hay prices, other hay prices, which includes grass, $230 delivered on premium, $200 to $225 delivered on good. And there you go. I know those prices don't sound good. I'm just reading you what I get from the USDA. How's that? Let's see here. There's a lot of articles been coming out the last couple of weeks on beef on dairy calves, and with the so-called tight market, beef market that we got going on now, there's probably going to be some more of this. It's going to be more and more. Matter of fact, it's like I said the other day, I'm going to have Dr. Paul Beck from OSU come on and talk about it, because he's been running a experiment, project, whatever you want to call, on beef on dairy calves for the last 2 years at OSU. We're going to be talking about this. But with the country's beef cow herd at its lowest level since 1960, or the 1960s, the number of calves also continued to shrink. This puts a tight clamp on availability of stocker cattle. Currently, Cattle Facts predicts there will be 4 to 5 million beef on dairy calves in the slaughter market during 2026, or 15% of the annual slaughter herd. These crossbreds typically outperform straight dairy calves in growth, feed efficiency, and carcass value, notes Paul Beck, a beef cattle extension specialist with OSU. According to Beck, beef on dairy calves provide another potential resource for stocker and finishing systems. But a few key points relative to grazing these animals must be understood to get acceptable performance. He cites three recent research trials to make his points. He said in one trial, steers were finished either as lightweight calves, 100 days old, or after 217 days of stocker grazing. Grazed calves gained 2 pounds per day while grazing and entered a feedlot at heavier weights. They also had improved carcass traits but consumed more feed than calves placed directly on feed as calves. In a commercial scale study in western Oklahoma, beef on dairy calves were compared to native beef calves. The crossbred calves gained less during grazing than native beef calves on native range and entered the feedlot lighter, but they compensated during finishing to reach heavier slaughter weights. It's interesting. In another wheat pasture study, 100-day-old lightweight beef on dairy crosses struggled early, gaining only 0.75 pounds per day in the first month compared to 2.5 pounds for beef calves. Gains improved with time, gaining 3.3 pounds per day from 84 to 140. Over the 140-day grazing period, they added an average of 2 pounds per day compared to 2.75 pounds for beef calves. The slower start on pasture is often due to previous management in a new environment. Beck states in Oklahoma State University's Cow-Calf Corner newsletter, unlike beef calves raised alongside their dams, dairy beef calves don't learn grazing behavior early in life. When they leave the dairy, many are unfamiliar with hay, group housing, open pastures, or even water sources. When planning to graze beef on dairy stocker calves, Beck strongly recommends that they go through 2 to 3 week receiving period. This allows time for the calves to adjust to their new feeds, learn to graze, and develop herd behavior before turnout. Once adapted, their grazing performance improves and becomes more competitive with beef calves. With tight beef calf supplies, beef on dairy crosses are becoming an important option for stocker operator. He writes, they require careful management at receiving and early grazing, but they finish well in the feedlot and produce high-quality carcasses. Given the growing availability of beef on dairy calves and the relative dearth of traditional beef animals, the former are likely to play a growing role in our nation's beef supplies as it moves forward. So what do you guys think about that? I think it's interesting. I remember back in the 80s, we had a Jersey calf butcher that had a broken leg, and I fed him in a little confined lot. And I'll be honest with you, that was some really good beef. There's just not a lot of it. That's the downfall to it nowadays. And be interesting to see how this goes. And I'm just going to tell you my surprise question. Don't tell him. I'm going to ask him. So, Dr. Beck, I'm going to ask him, what does the dairy on beef or beef on dairy calves, what does their carcass, what do they compare to, like, to the Mexican cattle that we're not getting across the border right now? I mean, they bring in a lot of Mexican cattle for lean trimmings and stuff, and those guys got those big fields down there in Texas, and they can put these Mexican cattle on. I was just curious what the carcasses would be compared like with them, because them not no Simmental Angus coming across the border down there. I can tell you that much. So, I don't know. Pretty interesting. Hey, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant your fall cover crops and set your fields up for success. We have the seed that you need to protect and enrich your soil all season long. And remember, we are proud Livestock Nutrition Center authorized dealers. Feed that keeps your herd healthy and strong. Stop by or call us today and get everything you need. SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City, Oklahoma. And follow us on Facebook.
We do brakes, alignments, oil changes, filter services. You know, if it's a fuel filter, air filter, we'll replace the front end parts on alignments, ball joints, tie rods. We don't do any engine work, but we do about everything else. Oil changes is something your car has to have done. There's many choices. We have a lot of repeats just because we take care of them. They come in, we get them out. They don't have to question, worry about if something was bad. Did you check it over? You know, if they call and make an appointment, we get them in and out a little quicker. They can show up. If it happens to be the right spot, we can get them right in and out. If not, you know, say it may be an hour or so, they'll leave it, come back, you know, on their lunch break or whatever. We have a lot of those every day. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and your back.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. Fairview, it's 71 degrees. Dew point at 68, humidity's 92, the winds are out of the north-northwest at 10 miles an hour, 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days, 79 is the three-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, and 731 is sunset. 84 today, mostly cloudy with north winds, 10 to 12 tonight, same thing with the wind, 62 for a low, tomorrow 77 for a high with northwest to north winds, 10 to 14 miles an hour. She's chilling down, folks. She's chilling down. Okay, let's see here. What do we got going on? What else we got going on? Oh, I know what I need to do. I have, oh my gosh, bear with me a second here. Yes, there we go. So tomorrow on my show, I got a special guest. She lives right up there at Sealing, Oklahoma. And Destiny Weeks is going to be on my show tomorrow. And she's wanting to talk about some groups that are not so bueno for farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma right now. And talking about getting some products that we use all the time banned, and what's going on in our crazy world of agriculture. How about just our crazy world? But Destiny's going to be on tomorrow, and we're going to start the show off with her. And so if you're thinking that, if you get a chance, get on our Facebook page. It's Destinee Weeks. You've probably seen her on social media. She's very vocal and taken up for people in the oil and gas industry, and also in the farm and ranch industry. And so check it out. If you got some questions you want to ask her tomorrow, the Fowler Agency text line will be wide open during the whole show. So it's going to be fun to have her on here tomorrow. And it's going to be interesting for me and also you guys on some of the craziness that's going on right now in Oklahoma. And you don't want to miss out, because it affects us. It affects every one of us. But we're going to be, queuing in on farming and ranching tomorrow. All right. So will hay prices beef up? I don't know. Whenever hay prices are put under the microscope, it's important to acknowledge the interacting factors that influence the cost. For one, hay prices are largely regional and driven by local weather, water availability, hay stocks, and competitively priced commodities. The livestock that consume the hay play a large role in hay prices also. That includes livestock species, market prices, the direction of the livestock industry as a whole. To unpack this relationship further, Josh Callen compared the current state of the nation's beef market to that of the hay market. Although the Western hay market, he's an analyst from the out west, admits cattle are not in are not his area of expertise. Callen in a preview is the effects that can have on hay prices. A common question I get is whether high cattle prices will allow ranchers to afford more feed and in turn help support the hay prices. His answer? Yes and no. And that would be my answer also. In addition to high cattle prices, precipitation patterns matter. And Callen says dry conditions are currently affecting a large swath of the western United States. Many ranchers there are pulling cattle off the pasture and rangeland to feed hay earlier than normal this year. As you remember, the drought conditions of 21 and 22 helped set the stage for record high hay prices during those years, Callen writes. However, cattle prices were not as high back then, and many farmers chose to reduce their herd size to cover feed costs. And that's what's going on today. That's what caused what's going on today. Even though that might not be the case this time, maintaining relatively stable demand, Callen purports some operations have not fully recovered and still have fewer mouths to feed. Rainfall across the rest of the country can affect regional hay prices. Callen suspects adequate rainfall across the Midwest, especially the upper Midwest, has boosted hay supplies in those states. However, he predicts quality-sensitive buyers will continue to source hay from the West. Many Midwestern farmers may opt for more locally available feed. On a more important note, Callen shares that many Western farmers and ranchers have reached their retirement age. They may be more interested in selling their animals to take advantage of once-in-a-lifetime cattle prices. And I know a handful of people right now that used to have cows anywhere from 25 head to 150 don't have any. Zero right now. So the question then becomes, are these heifers and cows staying in the breeding pipeline? And if so, What will it cost to feed them? Feed costs are often cited as the largest expense on a beef producer's balance sheet. Considering the state of cattle, of the cattle market right now, Kenny Burdine with his University of Kentucky Extension analyzes whether it's more profitable for farmers to develop their own replacements or sell weaned calves at a record high feeder cattle price and buy bred heifers. It's not uncommon for someone to comment on how expensive bred heifers are and assume they can develop their own heifers for much less. The livestock marketing specialist writes in the Cattle Market Notes newsletter. However, he contends that the cost of doing so can add up quickly, highlighting three factors that will key in on that decision. Opportunity cost, the biggest cost of developing a heifer, is the opportunity cost of not selling a weaned calf. He estimates that a 500 to 600 pound weaned heifer is currently valued at $2,000 across most of the U.S. This cost is huge right now due to the strength of the calf market and the high interest rates, which makes foregoing the income even more significant. And I think the high interest rates right now has got a little bit, is one big piece of the puzzle to a lot of, one, a lot of heifer retention isn't going on. And there's also, and you know, there's no guarantee that all replacement heifers will make the cut. We all know that. So, there's a rumor flying around, and I'm not going to say it because I don't, I'm not going to say what and where and however it is, but there's a rumor flying around that there's a deal coming up, maybe. And like I said, I usually don't talk about rumors, but I'm talking about it because of this right here. So there's a rumor that there may be some kind of deal program coming out to, it ain't out now. Like I said, this is a rumor to help retain heifers in the U.S. to help get the herd rebuilt back up. Well, I've talked to a lot of people about this rumor, and there's some yeses and nos and shaking their head and, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But I noticed on one of the social media pages that they were kind of talking about this rumor, one of the guys said that if the FSA could do a low interest 5-year plan for some people to get back into the cattle business, like buying bred heifers or bred cows and getting them back in there, that would be better than just paying somebody to retain them. Because if you pay somebody to retain heifers, you're going to have this certain percentage over here on the left or right, whichever, that are keeping heifers because they're being paid to keep them. But, you know, a big portion of those heifers, not a big portion, but a small portion of those heifers probably don't need to be in the cow herd. They don't need to be having babies. So does that make sense to you guys? So I think he's on the right track of keeping, if the FSA can do low interest rates for 5 years, I mean, really low interest rate, you'll get a bunch of guys back in. Because right now, you take a 700-pound heifer to the sale barn or to wherever, and it's bringing $2,500, it's out. It's gone. I don't need it on my place. So, a lot going on there. All right, we got Hay Day Tuesday coming up. 580-225-9697 is your Fowler Agency text line for Hay Day Tuesday. We got it coming up. So get your pencil and pen ready, and I'll read you off some hay that's for sale if you're looking for some hay. It's almost, you know, our first freeze into next month. We're going to lose our green grass. So if you don't have your hay bought right now, you need to get on it. Let's do it. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-82 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Sometimes the guys just need to talk about what's going on in their lives, so they come to my office and we visit for a while. Life isn't always easy, but it gets easier when there's someone to talk to and do life together. At Canyon Oilfield Services, we're not perfect people, but we try really hard to do the best we can for the customers we serve. We also try really hard to do the best we can for each other. If you're a driver, come help us take care of those customers, and we'll do what we can to help take care of you. The pay is good, and so are the benefits. More than that, you won't be treated like a cog in the machine. You are important, and I strive for everyone to be treated as a human being that was made in the image of God. We are looking for drivers, specifically at night. If you're ready for a change, come see us.
I'm Michael Sloan with Canyon Oilfield Services. Go to canyonoilfield.com and click on careers.
Remember, if we take care of each other first, we are able to take better care of our customers and our family. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 15. 1,718 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 503 brought 420. 11 at 534 brought 377.50. 8 at 596 brought 392.50. 5 at 754 brought 369. 132 at 795 brought 373.50. 8 at 991 brought 305. 17 head of heifers at 477 brought 402.50. 5 at 519 brought 382.50, 8 at 543 brought 372.50, 6 at 616 brought 345, 5 at 887 brought 333, 7 at 932 brought 322, butcher cows were 60 to 178, butcher bulls 128 to 208, bred cows 1750 to 3250, pairs brought 3300 to 4000, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Mountain View, Oklahoma. Here is your ag weather forecast for southwestern Oklahoma, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. 86 degrees, feels like 88. Dew point 65, humidity's 51. The winds are out of the northwest at 11 miles an hour. A little over an inch of rain so far in the last 30 days, or 10 days, sorry. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 77 degrees, sunset 7:33. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms and 89 today. Tonight, 62 with a 30% chance of rain showers. And then tomorrow, 80 degrees, north winds, 14 to 16 with wind gusts up to 20 and partly sunny. So, I'm sure you guys all know by now. Most of you should know, all my OSU buddies, who Mr. Gundy's gone, his football coach. Who's your next pick? Who is your next pick for coach at OSU? Who are you nominating there? And so, hate to see him go, but he's gone. All right, let's see here. Heyday Tuesdays, you guys got your pencil and pen ready? And Heyday Tuesdays is brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And here we go. Let's see. I got a new one from down Cordell Way, capital of Ouachita County. Got some wheat hay for sale. Quite a few bales. It's this year's. Not been rained on. It's green, he said. It's got good green color to it. $70 a bale. 580-660-5690. And we got some up at Alfalfa, big alfalfa bales, 4x8s, up around Cheyenne, semi or gooseneck loads only, $160 a ton, 580-445-7276. And we got 400 bales of Sudan hay for sale, 5x6 round bales, big bales, 3.5 wraps on it. Down in Jackson County, around Altus, 580-477-1255. True to Cal Hay for sale, south of Sarah, 580-243-8676. And we got some fertilized and weed-free hay for sale, wheat hay, $70 a bale. I think it's got 80 bales at $70 a bale, 580-729-2299. 400 big square bales of alfalfa last year's. It's in the barn. Good cow hay, 580-799-0074. That's south of Elk City, 580-799-0074. And what else we got here? Got round bales of Plains Blue Stem, $75 a bale. Round Eric, 580-243-9190. And we got some premium Midland 99 horse and cattle hay, 10 bales, $10 a bale for the little bales, squares. Round bales anywhere from $80 to $100 per bale. South of Sayre, 580-574-5375. 580-574-5375 for some really good irrigated Midland 99 horse and cattle hay. Canton, we got 200 bales of wheat hay, 5x6 round bales, $60 a bale. 580-330-0099. What we got here? Fairview America, 180 bales of Ozark Bermuda grass fertilized with 3 wraps on it. 580-541-4332. 541-4332, and that's around Fairview. Last one here, Midland 99 Bermuda grass. Got some 2024 bales at $80 a bale. Got some 2025 bales of Midland 99 at $100 a bale. Southeast of Mangum, 580-471-8669. And let me check the text line to make sure. Where can you find black-eyed peas? Man, go on Facebook to Lyle Shaw, and there was a guy on there that was going to break news. I think today he looked like he had like 100 bags of black-eyed peas. Lyle Shaw on Facebook, he shared somebody's post where he was going to have a bunch of Purple Hull black-eyed peas for sale. That's all I know. That's the only person I know that's got any black-eyed peas right now. I don't know if Mangum, you might call Mangum Feed and see if they got any more in from the wannabe tomato grower down there in Greer County that works for the county in District 2, I think. I hope he's listening. So, last name's Hart. I don't know if he's got any more or not, but I did see something on Lyle Shaw out down there at Blair. Let's see here. Let's see here. Where can I find black-eyed peas? Keep the government out of the cattle industry and let the cattle industry take care of itself. Can I have a big amen? There you go. Let this thing all work out. Because I read somewhere where some guy was saying, you know, when the Packers were making a killing back not too long ago, didn't see the government step in and try to help the ranchers on cattle producers with the low cattle prices. Yes, they did help where they was in a drought area, but that's normal. But yes, so yeah, I agree with you 100%. Okay. See you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah, Oklahoma. Remember, I'll have Destiny Weeks from Sealing, Oklahoma on air all show tomorrow, talking about different subjects that are affecting our farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma. God bless everybody.